You know, as someone who had both parents suffering from dementia, my dad with Alzheimer's, my mom some sort of organic dementia. They were both confined to the same nursing home for several years. Well, I can certainly empathize with your subject matter in the book. Now, the book starts with your return to Missouri in 2012. Now, are you still returning to Paris to actively care for your mom at this point?
No, my mother passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, I say that, but, you know, it can kind of sometimes feel like a blessing in some ways because they're not suffering anymore.
Well, it felt a little bit like she got every good day that she could have, you know, and she never completely lost herself. She's, you know, up until, you know, the very end, she had some lucid times. And so I think that my mother was 93 years old, and in the end, one is left with gratitude in a certain way that you've gotten that much time with them and that they were able to, you know, maintain a quality of life as long as they could.
Had she not developed the condition, the fact is you might not have been spending as much time back at the old homestead as you did.
No, it completely changed my life, too. I moved home to Missouri from New York City, and I stayed there for the most part. I still have an apartment that I rent half-time in New York City. I'm in New York City right now. But mostly, I'm in Missouri.
Even now, after she passed away?
Yeah, I've traveled a lot for the book. And, you know, it's been very, very convenient to be in Missouri because I've done so much promotion there. But it's also a matter of choice. I just like being there, and it's home, and it's beautiful, and I have a dog, and I'm scared to death that he's so crazy he wouldn't adjust very well to New York City. And Missouri is a really good place to write because you're not as distracted by as much going on as one is in New York City. And I don't know. Ultimately, I think I'll kind of drift slowly towards being there full time.
Well, after all the years that you spent as a book and magazine editor, you actually did harbor a desire to write the whole time.
Yes, I did. I have always wanted to write, but I said I'd kind of given up on it because I didn't know whether I could write fiction, and I wasn't a reporter, and I didn't have really any specific area of expertise. And this book kind of just announced itself. And it began with some memories, and then one day we had this woman who was a family friend who hadn't been around us much in a long time. And she certainly hadn't been around us all to get both of us together at the same time. And she said, "You all are so funny together." And
you didn't even think about it. Just like, this is the way we are.
Yeah. And, you know, I had been thinking a little bit about trying to write and turn these memories into a book. But at that moment, I thought, well, that would make it different if we were kind of a quirky comedy team going through this in a way that was not just sad and not just sentimental. Because my mother was a tough lady.
An ornery lady.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
And she was headstrong. And I think that is a sign of life. I think that's a sign of somebody who wants to maintain control and independence. And when you lose that, well, that's when things go downhill.
And she never really lost that then.
No, she did not. She wanted to do what she wanted to do, and she was rebellious. But she lost energy, and she had more pain. And I think that she had a lot of anxiety about what was going on with her.
As Alzheimer's patients almost always do.
Yes, they do. dementia is not treatable.
No.
But I think anxiety is treatable. And part of what I tried to do was lessen the anxiety and distract her from her own condition.
You being there as much as you were no doubt helped with that.
Or maybe made it worse. I don't know.
I really don't get that feeling. I don't think it did. I don't think it did. I think you did what you needed to do, and then she needed you to do. Now, when you're here on the 18th at Missouri State University, what are exactly you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be, there's the reception and the discussion talk that I'm going to do, and I'm also meeting with some students. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to Springfield since I was in grade school, and I hear it's a pretty town.
What did you come down here for in grade school?
I came here with my, we went there with my parents, and we went to Silver Dollar City.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you will also be, will you be doing a reading from the book?
Yes, I will. That'll be part of the talk that I give. I'll do some reading, and I'll probably read some sections that I wrote after the book was turned in. That kind of finish up the story that the book, I didn't really, I wanted to finish the book before my mother passed away because I didn't want her to die in the book.
Right, right.
I thought it would be too sad. And I also, if you have a book and she's alive in the book, then she'll always be alive.
Right.
And so that was part of the rationale for that.
Do you know how long it was on the Times bestseller list?
Only about a month.
Hey, but that's something. It's something a lot of authors cannot say.
Oh, I was very, very grateful. I was tremendously grateful. And, when we tried to sell this book, this book was nobody's idea of a commercial book. It was not considered to be blockbuster material, and a lot of people turned it down. But I was really happy because, as I have traveled around in Missouri, I have realized that people are happy that someone has told a story from our part of the world and with people from small towns. And
right, small towns where there's not a lot of support network for things like this.
Well, also small towns that don't, it's kind of like the whole Trump phenomena. That there are parts of the world where people don't feel that they're heard and don't feel that their stories and lives are being documented like they would be if you lived in New York or Los Angeles. And it has been really gratifying to me because, I'm in Madison, Missouri, or Paris, Missouri, or even St. Louis, and people say, oh, I remember that person, or I remember doing that same thing, or shopping at that same store, or... one of the things the book is about, it's not just about dementia, but it's about Missouri and particularly small town Missouri. And I am really happy that I was able to capture some of the places where I grew up, and that I still love in the book.
Well, all right. I think I will let you go. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to the people down here about your visit?
Well, come on down. I'd love to meet you. And, the book is about caring for someone with dementia, but it's about a lot of other things. And a lot of the things that I had read about the subject, they're kind of about people who, particularly women, who really know how to take care of their parents and didn't have any fear. And my book is really about someone who didn't know whether they could do it, whether they could get through this period of his mother's life and help her. And so, I don't know, I guess if you are a person who's scared that they can't do it, well, maybe come on down and you can talk about that.
All right, George, I appreciate you taking the time.
I appreciate your interest.